Unit 8. Listening. Page 77. Exercises 7 and 8.
This is Radio 24, and today we're looking at a program called Restoring Justice. It's an unusual way to try and help people change, people who would normally go to prison. Listen to one of them, Jason Wilkins. He's 17, and he got arrested for mugging somebody.
Well, I was in court, and I knew I was going to go to prison, and I was feeling awful about it. And then the judge said he'd give me a choice. I didn't understand what he meant. He asked me whether I wanted to go to prison for 6 months or join a special program called Restoring Justice. He said the program would last for 6 months, and it meant I'd have several meetings with the woman I'd mugged. He told me to think carefully about my choices. I really don't know what to say. I didn't want to meet her again. But then, of course, I definitely didn't want to go to prison, so I said I'd join the program.
Ken Simmons, you're a social worker on this program. Can you tell us more about it?
The idea behind this program is that people who've stolen something or mugged somebody but haven't attacked their victims physically, well, they get a chance to see what they've done through the eyes of their victim. We're hoping that this helps them to think more the next time they get into a similar situation.
The first time I met Mrs. Schwartz, the woman I mugged, was very difficult. At the meeting, Ken, my social worker, was also there, and then my mom and dad. I was terrified about meeting Mrs. Schwartz, but she kind of helped. The first thing she said was that she wasn't going to get angry with me.
Here's what she said when we spoke to her.
I wasn't enthusiastic about the idea of meeting my mugger, I have to say. The experience had already been frightening enough. But then I thought, well, we'd all like a country with less crime, wouldn't we? And who knows, maybe I can make a contribution to that. I was also pretty nervous, but I really felt I wanted to try to make a difference.
Well, now I've met Mrs. Schwartz 3 times, and I've learned a lot from her. I can really say that. I'll never forget when she looked me in the eye and asked me why I'd done it. I told her that I wanted some money to spend. And the moment I said that, I thought how stupid I'd been to mug somebody because I wanted to buy some stuff. The second time, she asked me if I knew who'd suffered most from what I'd done. And I said to her, "You, of course." She just said that no, it wasn't her, and asked me to look at the other side of the table where my mom and dad were sitting. I knew immediately what she meant.